Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was present to God in the beginning, and through him all things came into being, and apart from him nothing came to be. Whatever came to be in him found life. Life for the light of men, and the light shines on in the darkness, a darkness that did not overcome it. The real light, which gives light to every person, was coming into the world, and he was in the world, and through him the world was made, and yet the world did not recognize him. To his own he came, and yet his own people did not accept him. But to any who did accept him, he gave power to be the children of God. These are they who believe in his name, who were begotten not by blood, nor by carnal desire, nor by man's willing it, but by God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory of an only Son coming from the Father, filled with enduring love. The Gospel of the Lord. So good morning and Merry Christmas. And you are all of the people who have everything organized and together. That's why you come to this Mass, right? You have everything complete. Right. That's great. And great day of celebration as we celebrate the mystery of the Incarnation. Mystery of the Incarnation is that God became one like us in all things but sin. And we have a great variety of readings that we use throughout the day. For the evening Mass, we have one said for midnight, another said for morning Mass, and then for day Mass. And still every one of them speaks of the same truth. That our God became one like us in all things but sin. What a great mystery indeed. It certainly is worth reflecting on, and reflecting on the reality that 2,000 years later has not failed to bring people to worship him. Throughout the year, we may not be very devout or dedicated or whatever, but when it comes to Christmas time, it just has that extraordinary power to bring people together. It's pretty fascinating to me that even during World War II, soldiers stopped to observe the Christmas experience. They even crossed the battle lines and shared cigarettes and played a soccer match, and then a day later, they went back to fighting again. It certainly makes you wonder, what kind of people are we? We could do that, and that we know that this is a central truth and a central mystery in our lives. And while it makes a difference at Christmas time, what difference does it make throughout the year? Story of a man who had great difficulty accepting the mystery of the Incarnation, that God would choose to become one like us. And he just couldn't get over it. And he said, nobody has ever given me a good understanding or explanation. And consequently, it was Christmas Eve, and when his wife and children prepared to go to church, he decided he would stay at home. And he was living in a little log cabin up in the mountains, and they went to the church down below in the valley, and shortly after they had left, he realized it was beginning to snow outside, and so he went to the front window and he looked out and he observed the snow falling, and he said, well, if it's got to be Christmas, why not a white one? And he watched the snow fall for a while. And then he went back and sat in his easy chair. And when he was sitting there, he heard a thud outside the door. And then another one, and then another, and yet another. And so he went to the front door to investigate, and there on his porch he saw a little flock of birds that had lost their way in the storm. And seeing the light, they were attracted to it, and they smashed right into the window, looking for a place of shelter and a place of comfort. And the man thought to himself, why, I can't leave these birds here all night. They will surely freeze out here, die of the cold. And he thought, what can I do for them? And then he said, the barn. If I could get them into the barn, they would have shelter and they would have food and they would be secure. And so he decided, put on his scarf and put on his cap and put on his overcoat. And he went out to the barn and put on the lights, hoping that the birds would follow him. But it didn't happen. And then he thought, okay, food. If I give them food, they will come to the light. And so he took breadcrumbs and he scattered them along the path to the barn. But the birds still didn't come. And then he decided, well, maybe I can encourage them, shoo them along. And so from the porch, he tried to shoo them along to the barn, but they just scattered in all different directions. And then he stood there in the snow thinking, if I could only get them to trust me, if I could get them to see that I really am generous and that I am understanding. And then the church bells rang below in the village, and it came to him. He said, now I understand. And he got down on his knees and he said, Lord, now I understand why you came to be one like us. Because it takes a lot of convincing for us. And that indeed you hold out the possibility of light and the possibility of life to us. And that is the mystery of the incarnation. How great a mystery for us to take in. How great a celebration that our God would choose to become one like us. It's not surprising that over these 2,000 years it has never failed to touch the hearts of people. Because it is a great mystery, and certainly worth pondering, and certainly worth a profession of faith on our part.